Hello. Oh my God, it works. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to your favorite number one WMFO show, Shrug It Out. You've never heard of us.
We've literally the first show.
But we will be your favorite eventually. This is Shrug It Out, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio, Medford Tufts. So we, brand new. Just starting. We're like little babies, you guys.
I don't want to be called that, if that's okay. I'd prefer if we don't go by that.
Okay, we're like little cubs. We're little bear cubs,
that's
you guys.
That's so much worse, so, actually, now that I think about it.
Let's do little introductions for ourselves, so that way the people know who we are.
The people?
The people. All of our insane fans that are listening to us. Look, we're like being flooded right now. Like, everyone is joining right now, specifically because they heard that Shrug It Out is on, their favorite show that they've never heard of before.
I forgot about all of our raving fans waiting in the back.
Exactly.
My parents actually
might be. Oh, hi, Miss Sharon.
That's it.
Awesome. Great. Why do you have... What is that?
Okay. First of all, on radio, you're pointing to something visual that's horrendous. Horrendous.
Guys, he has a little tattoo that says star. It's like a...
No, don't say that. My parents are listening.
Oh, sorry.
It's a stamp. It's a little stamp.
It's a little stamp. Love a little stamp. Anyways, so yeah, okay. Introductions. I'll go first. David's messing with stuff over there. Oh, sorry. I just outed your name. My bad.
Government name, too. That's wild.
Everybody, his full name is David.
I'll start screaming like a monkey if you say my full name.
Okay. Anyways, so hi, y'all. I'm Sabrina, senior here at Tufts. This is my first time having a radio show. Actually, it's kind of funny. We had a radio show last semester, and then it just did not work out. So now we're here. We had the show, didn't really go to any of our actual showings, but... You guys still loved us, you know, during our time. During our time, y'all were like, oh my God, my favorite radio show is on right now. And everybody's like, oh, what's your show? And then you shrug, because that's how you do it. It's Shrug It Out. So,
That was stupid. That was very stupid.
It's true. That's, you know, technically, that's how the show is intended to be. It's like not supposed to be words. It's supposed to be just like the action of shrugging. Mm. So... It's just, everybody's just sticking to their truths, you know. But yeah, would you like to give your little introduction?
So I believe in, actually, wait a second, hang on. I just want to let you guys know, this is, are we officially going by Shrug It Out? Can we officially say that? Can I lock that in
right now?
I'm going to lock it in right now.
I mean.
This is Shrug It Out, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. We just had to say that or else we get kicked out.
I already said it, so clearly you don't listen to me.
No, I really don't like listening to
you. It's okay, I guess.
Sorry.
This is great chemistry that we have going on right now, just us hating each other.
That should go, you know what? That's something that should go on the bit wheel, is we act like we have zero chemistry with one another.
Adding it to the bit wheel. Y'all don't know about the bit wheel yet. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, you don't have to like let everyone know. I mean, as far as they know. I forgot about the checklist. Remember, we have to do a pre-show checklist. See, this proves you're not listening to me.
I don't like listening to you either, so this is like...
I might actually have a panic attack.
I can, like, hear your voice in my little headphones, and it's, like, not the best, so...
Okay. First of all, hurtful, all
yeah,
right?
Well, that was the point, so...
That's fine. That's
fine. Oh, I forgot that we had, like, Thug It Out. Guys, the full name is Shrug It Out, like, Thug It Out. Do you get it? If you have any recommendations for new names, please call in and let us know, or write a letter, send it to WMFO, send it by pigeon. You can send it to me directly on LinkedIn.
You are unironically the biggest coward I've ever met in my entire
life. Literally such a dumb name.
You know it's funny.
It's literally not. The original name was supposed to be like, okay, so... and I think that's like considerably better than Shrug It Out. And then there was like a moment where we were like, I don't know, like honey and something or whatever, honey and milk or whatever. Man, one of my friends' shows names, theirs is like like, what's it called? Digital cat girls or something like that. That's awesome. We have Shrug It Out Like Thug It Out. Do you get it? What are you talking about?
It was your idea.
My
too.
Idea? No, it was like it a placeholder. It was a placeholder. Listen, when we were trying to make it the name, we couldn't think of one. And so I was like, what should it be? And then David shrugged. And I was like, haha, Shrug It Out. Because that was our bit for the day. And then he was like, Thug It Out. Do you get it? And I was like, okay, great. And that was supposed to be a bit, like a holder. You know? We weren't supposed to keep it like that. But no.
Oh, God. That's awesome. That's so awesome.
I don't think so. I think it's nightmarish. I think it's horrible.
See, this is, again, you lack creativity. Personally, if you ask me, I don't mean to be that sort of guy, but you lack the creativity that
I'm
I
a SMUFA student.
You're a SMUFA student.
I can't believe, hey, let's say our majors or pronouns are
you. We're not doing that. We okay. do that and I will start foaming at the mouth.
All right, y'all. So to make David start foaming at the mouth, we're going to start off with a nice little introduction. Names, pronouns, what year you're in, what your major is, and a little fun fact about yourself. So my name is Sabrina. I'm a senior.
Sorry.
I didn't even get to my fun fact.
I don't want to hear. What is your fun fact, actually?
I don't have one.
I knew it.
I don't have a fun fact.
Have you said, you know, I'm not going to lie. I've just started making up random fun facts.
I think that's really funny.
I don't, because, first of all.
Who's going to ask?
Who are you? Who are you, people? Exactly. Why are you asking me questions?
Exactly. I met the president of Taiwan.
That's it? You're just going to let that hang?
Yeah, I
there's nothing left of that sentence.
I did meet Miss Universe, kind of.
Oh, really?
Once. Yeah, like kind of, but like also not. Okay, I didn't actually meet.
What?
I didn't actually meet Miss Universe.
Then why would you tell me? Why would you say that to me? Why would you
because
get my hopes up?
Because I saw her. And then my dad was like, you should meet her. And I was like, no, that's weird. And then I didn't. But, like, I kind of wish I did actually go up to her. Because, you know how insane that would have been to say I met Miss Universe. I'm going to still say I met Miss Universe. But we were in an airport trying to pick up Lena in New Orleans. And she was, like, coming down with her bodyguards and stuff. She had, the Miss Universe sash on. And my dad was like, oh my god, it's Miss Universe, go over there and get a picture with her. And I was like, that's weird, daddy, sorry.
This is real? This is actually happening?
No,
this
yeah,
isn't a bit?
Yeah, no, it's not a bit, this happened.
What?
I'm not doing a bit.
Why didn't you go get a picture with Miss Universe?
I'm stupid.
First of all.
Sorry, no cussing. No cussing on air, I'm sorry, y'all.
another bit. Another bit for the bit wheel. No swearing, but no even adjacent swears. Nothing that could be considered. Like, what was the weirdest word that you got considered a curse word when you were growing up?
Booty.
Really?
I still low-key don't like saying it, to be honest. That was so stupid. My little cousin, whenever we lose something, she'd always be like, up your booty around the corner. And we're like, oh, okay, that's not helpful at all. And, like, I think that's such a funny saying, but it makes me feel really bad to say.
Up your booty around the corner. You know what?
Yeah.
If that doesn't become your new catchphrase, I don't know what will.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Shrug It Out, where our fun little catchphrase, I'm not going to say it because it feels like there's children here.
I'd be shocked if there were three people listening and if half of them were awake.
What about you?
No, my mom was pretty normal about what were considered swears. Although I did have the fear of God about saying them.
Mm.
So
love a good fear of God.
Everybody okay.
Become religious.
I think we're not gonna get into that. Okay. I think I was so afraid all the time, that there was definitely a moment where, where I swore, by myself with a friend of mine, and it was a really innocent one, right? It was, like, really, really simple, and I remember my hand shot to my mouth, like I had just done a little oopsies, and I started panicking, because I'm like, she's gonna figure it out, and he's like, what are you talking, relax, I'm not gonna tell her, and it's like, no, she'll figure it out, she'll see the guilt on my face.
You'll see the swear written on your forehead, like how Joker has damage written on his.
First of all, terrible analogy. Second of all, Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Can we see how many people are listening?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, no, I was going to say give us a call, but I really
don't
talk
don't
to
do
anyone.
That. I don't remember how to answer the phone. So.
No.
Yeah. David does, though. Right, David?
If this was set up the original way, I don't...
What do you mean the original way?
Because remember, it was like a different layup on this. You know what I'm saying?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was, because it was mic one. It was.
That is mic one.
It was aux one, aux two, mic one, mic three, mic four, because we don't have whatever. And then phone one, phone two are right next to each other. And they're not anymore. Where is phone one? Point it out to me on a map, Sabrina. You scared that you looked over my shoulder. You scared me. I thought there was a flashing number. I got scared.
No. I mean, it's right there. It says phone two right there. But
yeah,
like,
I asked where's phone one.
Oh, probably
Nimrod.
Next to it. Okay.
No, that says 617-548-0491.
Where's the phone number?
2800 Empire today.
What'd you say the number was? We have Skype. Hey y'all, come Skype us. Y'all.
Please don't Skype us.
If it's Shrug It Out, if Shrug It Out is on, do not call. Only Skype. We only accept Skype and Zoom.
Dude, not to air out Dirty Laundry, I'm not going to say his name, but there was a friend of mine had his show on, and we were all, and we had, you know, a group of people in the living room, and we all wanted to really, call in and have a silly little moment. So we called, and he just let our number just run through and didn't ever pick up. So then... Oh, he must have missed it. So then we kept calling over and over and over again. He never picked up on us. He never let us know that he saw us. There was one point where he literally saw... He pointed out and he said, "Guys, please stop calling." And it was just... I don't think you can do that.
Supposed to answer the phone.
Pick up on me. Show me you love me.
But, you know, guys, we say this... Once again, we only accept Skypes. I'm so sorry. So
we say this from the perspective of we are never going to pick up your calls.
No. We will pick up your calls because we're good radio show hosts.
Are we?
Yeah. We are. We are their favorite show. Shrug It Out. We need like a cute little fun little intro. We need to... You just cut me off.
Uh-oh. Nobody listened to her anymore.
Oh, okay.
Which one are you mic for?
Yeah.
Talk?
Hello.
Talk
again?
Yeah, no, you were fine the entire time.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
I couldn't hear myself.
Don't talk to me. Loser, lame, wannabe. Like, oh, totally.
Wait. Stop talking. Whoa.
Yes, you can. I can, because I cut you off, and then I put you back on to double check that I could listen to you.
I couldn't hear myself.
Yeah, you like listening to yourself, don't you?
I do like listening to myself. I think I have a very pretty little voice. Okay, so that hurt my feelings.
I would never say that to you in your face and out loud.
Okay, well, anyways, so I have a little thing I would like to share with you specifically. Mm. Oh my god, we're listening to Drake. I love Drake. Anita Max win.
No, wrong one. It's still Loser.
Anita Max win.
I'm just gonna cue it up.
Y'all, do you remember Drake? That guy was so cool.
I don't know if that's the thing I would say about him, but sure.
He was a silly dude. But anyways, so last night I don't remember what the context was. But I was listening to something. Never mind. Okay, this is, you don't need this information. Don't do that to me.
No, I was trying to let you know that the song you were trying to play has explicit language, but you know, that's fine. But there's a non-explicit language one here, so you're good.
Right. Sorry, y'all. I was trying to play a song for you guys.
No, there's a censored one. You're good.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm explaining that they can't listen to the original. Anyways, so...
I don't like talking to you.
Last night, I was, like, listening to songs, and I thought of Poker Face. And I was like, Poker? I hardly know her. And then it clicked. It all clicked for me. The hardly know her joke. It was because you don't know the person, because you're trying to do the thing, but you don't know. Like, poke her face, but I hardly know her. Why would I poke her?
What?
You know? Poker face.
Anyway, everybody, let's do a quick transition, I think. I think that's the perfect time for a transition.
Y'all, if you get it, please Skype in. Please Skype in and prove.
Skype in. Can my real ones please Skype in? I need you guys right now. Please.
Please.
Okay. Do you think it's time? I think it's time.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a very fun, interactive little experience here. Let me make sure this sounds picked up.
It does, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. It does. It does. It does. We're golden, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So we're going to do the famous segment, the segment we are well known for, actually.
Yeah, in your favorite show.
In your favorite show. Spin the bit wheel. Can we get a round of applause? Spin the bit wheel. There it goes. There it goes, ladies and gentlemen.
We need the soundboard. Hey, guys, next week we're going to be decked out, you guys. We're going to have a soundboard. It's going to be crazy.
Sorry, it's not working.
What do you mean it's not working?
Like, it's not working. What do you mean?
I thought you said you had it fixed.
No, it's not working right now.
Why is it not working?
I don't know why it's not working. What do I look like? I made it? I don't know, man. No, I didn't make it. Oh. What do you mean?
Okay, well, I thought you did. Well, why?
I don't know, man. Okay, what do you mean? Okay, you know what? We're going to, real quick, we're going to play Drake by Stit Woolsey. You know, I hope you guys all enjoy it, okay?
You were supposed to be...
What do you mean? I thought I made it, okay? I did it right. What do you want me to tell you, dude?
Because you said that you did.
Yeah, well, I did, and it worked originally. You know what I'm saying? But it's... No, okay, you can just... What do you... I don't... What do you mean, how do I mess a wheel? Did you invent the wheel? I didn't think so. What are you, a caveman that you invented the wheel originally before? No. I didn't mean it like that. I really didn't mean it like that. No, you can't just make everything about... You can't just play that whenever you want to. Yes, no, you can't. What are you talking about, man? I swear. Okay, you know, every single time that you're gonna say this, every single time you're gonna bring this up, I'm gonna bring up, I don't know, something against you. You know what? This is why you're ugly. This is why you don't look good. All right? This is why every single time I walk into a room with you, every single time I get migraines. Okay? This is why every single time I talk to you, I get a huge aching migraine. Okay? Because it's just like, you can never just for a second let me live. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is just, what do you mean? Oh, that's what it is? I'm the moons of Pluto. You're going to bring up the moons of Pluto to me right now? It's not even a planet. Yeah, you know what? It got demoted when it shouldn't have, actually, okay? It is actually, man. I am still a fighter for Pluto, if I'm going to be entirely honest with you. I do. I mean, I personally really miss Pluto. I think she should really get her, you know, title back. But it's, yeah. She does deserve better, if we're being honest with ourselves here. I don't know. Probably because you did it. It was probably your fault. You probably messed it up somehow with Pluto. I bet you showed up at NASA and they saw you and you're like, I like Pluto. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we should demote that right now, I think. Yeah, I think that's what actually happened. Yeah. No, okay. No. It's not that you control NASA. It's that you're just an actual, like, idiot who doesn't understand what she's doing. So you ass had to... Oh, yeah, because NASA's going to be listening to you. I'm sure as soon as they heard that... Hi, my name's Sabrina, and I'm a senior. I'm sure as soon as they heard that, they jumped out a window. They jumped out a window, Sabrina. Yeah, I'm surprised you're talking, too. I'm surprised we're even talking to each other. You know, maybe there was some sort of mistake in that we actually did this. Really. You know what? I think this is... You know what? This is how... I think this is how we're going to break up. I think this is how it's all over. You know what I'm saying? Like, break up the show. No, like, the show. Don't be weird. Ew. What do you mean, ew? Okay? Dude. If you can even get a man in the first place, I would start having a miracle moment. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, inshallah, he has done it again. You know, God is good. God has done something for us. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, guys, thank you so much. That was Still Woozy by Drake. Shut up.
Hey, guys, this is another song that David did not mean to put on because it's a little dumb.
So that was
Drake by
Still Woozy, and that was the domestic argument bit. So we're very, very happy that that one popped up.
Thank you.
How do you feel after that, Sabrina?
I feel like Pluto should be a planet.
Are we going to have this argument again?
It's not an argument. It's just a thing I feel like Pluto should be. I feel like she should exist.
She should not exist. Well, no, she should. No, she's beautiful. I'm sorry. Okay. That's my bad. That's on me. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to, like, be controversial with my takes on Pluto. I didn't mean to get political. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, my bad.
I mean, you're political enough.
Wait a second, Sabrina. David. It's my favorite time. Do you know what time it is? It's PSA time! Oh, round of applause for PSA time! Yeah. You're not clapping.
You make me. Anyways, hey y'all, we have a great PSA for you. It's the best PSA actually in this book because it has a little Pokemon drawn onto it and a little face. It's the Storm Season Emergency Preparedness PSA. And for this PSA, I will be reading it. That
you're,
is
you're so good at this so far. Thank you're doing you. Fantastic.
I was gonna say I'd be reading it in a British accent, but then I decided not to do that. But yeah, anyways, okay, so guys, it's storm season. Except no, it's not. But if it was storm season, there would be power outages and weather related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready to eat good food already stored in your home. I recommend those little crumbly granola bars, you know, the like Nature Valley bars. I really like those. They are kind of a mess though, so make sure you're also prepared with like papers and stuff like that.
I don't think this is on the PSA. It is.
Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home.
So. Fantastic. You really have a knack for this, I think.
Thanks.
Yeah. It was a joke. I think you're bad at this, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Maybe next time you read the
say. You know, maybe next time I will.
No.
Maybe we read two PSAs. No. How about that? Maybe we just read PSAs for the rest of the show, actually. Now that I think about it.
I don't know how to read, actually. I'm illiterate. It's Black History Month. I shouldn't be doing too much work.
See, now, Queen, yes. I don't know if you can be doing this.
Doing what?
Anyway, let's play Na 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 by My Chemical Romance. Can we get a round of applause for Na 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 by My Chemical Romance?
Okay, you don't. It's just Na Na Na. The rest is in parentheses.
What'd you call me?
It's like shrug it out, like huh? It's like shrug it out, you know? No, it's like shrug it out in parentheses, like thug it out. Do you get it? Bye.
I'm just gonna let you go on dead air, I think.
Hi buddies, there was a slight miscalculation in the last song, so sorry. So we are now listening to From the Start, covered by Good Kid.
It was entirely Sabrina's fault.
It was not entirely, David's in charge of the music.
You were the one who's like, can you
anyway,
please play
so
this,
we're
please?
Listening to From the Start by Good Kid.
When I talk to you, won't you bear or try through? What's a girl to do? Lying on my bed, staring into the blue. Unrequited, terrifying. Love is driving me a bit insane. Have to get this off my chest. I'm telling you today that when I talk to you, won't you better try through and shoot higher through my heart? Bad ass all I can know, but don't you feel it? So confess, I love you from the start. Confess, I love you. Just thinking of you, you know I've loved you from the start.
Coast love. take it back to the bay when we bounced at the sound of my favorite band playing. Pull up to the park one day, watch you shoot, it was cute, so I slay and I say, can I kick it? Let me know, can I kick it? Boy, you gotta let me know. Take the PCH home, put some X and O's, pour the juice, we gon' set the tone. Let's get it on now.
So we have a special request from none other than my mom, and
love her.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Would you rather?
Yes.
Fight five.
We're fighting again.
Fighting, fighting.
Okay.
This is not my question though. To be fair, this is Pierce's question.
Okay.
Would you rather fight one grizzly bear or five honey badgers?
I don't remember what a honey badger looks like.
It's supposed to be, like, the really aggressive one
that
people have apparently, you know, shot arrows into, and the thing just keeps going.
Yeah. I remember from Alvin and the Chipmunks, but I just don't remember what it looks like.
That is such a wild thing to be able to say.
Alvin Seville was, like, something, something, something fight like a honey badger. So five of those are one grizzly bear?
Yeah.
I could take it. I could take the honey badger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what if it was 10 honey badgers?
I could still take them.
Okay. 25 is the upper limit. Would you still fight 25 honey badgers or the one grizzly bear?
I have to Google what a grizzly bear looks like now.
It is about the it is about the size and weight of a car.
Oh, I can take the honey badger.
Honey badgers still?
Yeah.
God bless you.
I can take
God bless
badgers.
You. I had somebody who I asked the five honey badgers one, and like, I'll take the grizzly bear. You're not
Why?
Fighting the grizzly bear. You are not surviving a grizzly bear.
It's a grizzly bear. I saw I looked up the image, and the first thing that showed up was his teeth, and I was like, no. I can do the honey badgers. Easy.
It's like, I don't know. Okay, 25, I get it. I actually kind of get it, right? That makes more sense, and that was a ridiculous number to put in there.
Sure.
But five, and you're going to, even 10, I would rather take on 10 honey badgers than one grizzly bear. Because that thing, the honey badgers, at least I can, like, punt it or something like that. I have my legs. The grizzly bear,
about as tall as you are.
The only reason I'm alive where the grizzly bear is attacking me is because it's letting me stay alive. There's no, like, scenario in which
There's
I'm
no
winning
way you're
a fight.
Beating a grizzly bear.
I am just amusing it enough that it doesn't want to murder me right away.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No. Honey badgers is definitely the way to go. What are you. Also, like, no offense, but, like, people are short. Just in general. Like, whoever. If anyone's shorter than you and said the bear. I don't think that's logically...
I.e. every single person I asked.
I don't think that's how it works.
To be fair, okay. One of them was Pierce. No, but Pierce was grizzly bear. Or no, Pierce was honey badgers with me, I think.
Oh, okay.
I actually don't remember Pierce's answer. I need to... See, now I'm going to grill him as soon as I get out of here. I'm going to be like, Pierce, you got to answer.
Yeah.
Another one of them was a girl who was 6 feet tall. And I'm like, dog... All, you know... It's a great, it's still bigger than you. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's going to annihilate you.
Yeah.
It's going to annihilate me.
Yeah.
It's going to annihilate the biggest guy that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
Honey badgers, though. You know what I'm saying?
Honey badger, it's like a little skunk.
It.
I could take one of those for sure.
You cannot fight.
I can fight a honey badger.
You can fight a honey badger. I just, the image of you looking at a skunk and being like, take it. Not an image I wanted in my head.
I could. I'm just that good. So
I thought you were about to say built different, and I was gonna. It's a squirrel. It's basically a squirrel with a different color.
Okay. Well. All right. That was a little mean, but.
You're telling me. Listen. You're telling me that if you're telling me if some guy walked up on you, it's like, hey, girl. I beat up a skunk once. You're going to be like, oh my God.
I mean, yeah, like, first of all, yeah, that's like a giant feat.
What do you mean that's a giant feat?
Second of all, I like how you gave him the, that's
just the F boy intro. That's all I wanted to establish.
You don't have to keep doing it. No. You don't have to keep doing it. No.
Yo, can
please
I,
get your son.
Okay. Can I test out some walk-up lines on you, I've been practicing some ways to start flirting, right?
Oh, okay.
Can I practice some on you?
Okay.
We're at a bar. Hang on. Let me put in some, like,
okay, maybe we're not at a bar. Maybe we're at a Chuck E. Cheese.
We're at a Chuck E. Cheese? Okay, we're at a Chuck E. Cheese. Give me 1 second real quick.
Okay.
Don't let there be dead or say something. Scream.
Sorry. Ooh, anyways, okay, so as he was getting that ready, you guys, I could tell you all about my little ski trip that I went on. This is, like, very off topic, but I went skiing yesterday with...
Okay, shut up. All right, we're at a McDonald's. We're at a McDonald's right now.
That is not Chuck E. Cheese.
We're at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. I'm slurping on my high C mixed with Sprite,
right.
with lemonade,
right.
And I'm eating one slice of my olive pizza from Chuck E. Cheese.
Right, okay. And then I walk up, right?
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Your teeth look pretty crooked today.
Oh, thanks.
You want to get them straightened? I'm licking my teeth so that way you can see how straight and nice they are.
Yeah, I see that. Thanks. I'm actually good. I'm not really insecure about my teeth.
You look like you got a cavity or two in there.
Oh,
you could use them filled?
Actually, I'm good. I'm so good, actually.
Your teeth look pretty yellow. I think you could use a whitening product. Can I interest you?
I'm so sorry. I think I just heard my son calling for me.
No, he ain't.
No, he did.
No.
I gotta go.
No. I already took a kid.
Oh, why did you take him? Please don't say to clean his teeth.
Okay, so what'd you think?
Oh, yeah, I thought that was, like, actually awful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll workshop it.
Just throw it away. Throw
out the shop. I don't want to ever see that again.
Burn down the dentistry. I didn't like any of that, actually.
I don't know. Personally, I think it's a good intro, but it's whatever. It's fine if you disagree.
Yeah,
we can all just have our different interests in people. It's whatever. It's fine. I don't really care.
I didn't really like that, but, like, the cavity one was, like, okay, I guess, but, like, I still didn't like it, so.
I'll be entirely honest, I'm shocked you found any of that okay, so, I'll take the dub where I can. I'll take the small wins.
I don't think you should take it.
Well.
To be honest.
What are you gonna do about it?
Like, nothing, I guess.
You're gonna sit there and look like an idiot? Oh, you're already doing that.
With crooked teeth, I suppose. Because, like...
With those yellow teeth.
Okay, all right. Now that's a little too much.
Crooked, too.
Okay, they're not that crooked.
Look at the gap in those teeth. My goodness gracious, you look British with those teeth.
Okay. Guys, Miss Sharon, get your son. He's been making me insecure. Anyways.
My bad. That's on me.
Yeah, but it's okay, I guess. Yeah. Anyways. No, yeah. Why did you think of those?
Listen. Yeah, cheap socks didn't let me in. I've been bitter ever since. Just doing improv.
I'm so glad they didn't let you in. If this is what you're bringing to the table, if dentist applies about filling cavities is what you're bringing to the table.
It was my dream, Sabrina, and they didn't let me in. They didn't let me in my dream.
It's a nightmare now. Throw it away. Throw it away. Oh my god. It's my nightmare.
Oh god, I'm gonna use that with my kids. Just trying to be like, Dad, it's my dream to be a hairstylist. It's like, it's my nightmare. Please don't do that.
Thanks. Sounds so cliche. I can't believe I thought about that all on my own. I'm so unique and different and individual.
All right, I'm gonna turn down the audio and then yell at you over more music again.
You turn down like only mine so that way you can only hear your side of the argument. You can only hear your side of the argument and like maybe my voice cutting in and out on your mic.
I'm definitely going to do that one day. When you and I are getting to a heated argument and I don't like the fact that you're winning, I'm going to turn off your mic and be like, Sabrina left the room. I'm sorry. She doesn't want to talk.
Guys, now
anymore.
You know that that's what's happening.
The one person that might, you know, that might leave this on overnight and just listen to it is exactly. Really caught me red-handed.
I just want y'all to know that David is only in the big studio chair thing because I didn't want to sit in the big studio chair thing. So basically, if you really think about it, I'm actually the person controlling all the stuff.
What are you talking about?
So just making sure they know so that way. So that way when you cut down my mic, it's not...
Just letting them all know who the wheel boss here is.
We're a team, David. Come here, give me a hand.
I don't want to touch you right now.
Oh my god.
Get away from... Ow! She's hitting me. She's hitting me.
No.
Oh, please.
No.
Please get off of me.
I'm literally...
Oh my god. Oh, she's turning on the audio so she can't. You guys can't hear me getting beaten.
I'm so far away
That's
from him
so
right
upsetting.
Now.
Why would you just put... Ow!
So dramatic.
Ow! Please, somebody come in and save me. Call the cops. Right, I'm begging you. I'm begging you, please. God,
that's the way every day goes, every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed me. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you, gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love. Say what up to Blackhead, the shoe. Say what.
Back again. Ugh, we only have like 10 more minutes. Isn't that so sad? Aren't you guys so devastated and heartbroken to hear that your favorite radio show, Shrug It Out, is leaving soon? Are you devastated, David?
I've actually begun crying.
He's
weeping.
He's hysterically sobbing right now.
I have been.
Yeah.
Actually, the reason why we had to play so much music was because I was actually crying so heavily.
He was crying so hard. Yeah. I had to condole him. He was like throwing
condole
up.
Condole is not the word you're looking for.
He was throwing up and like peeing his pants. It was like, it was really sad. It was really, really sad.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
I would. So, anyways, but yeah, so that's Shrug It Out. In the last few minutes, we're just, I don't know, doing something, I guess. What are you doing over there?
I'm just putting in our episode thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, or suggestions, please Skype us at WMFO-DJ. Don't really know how to get onto the Skype, to be honest, but I'm sure, like, I see the icon. Never mind. We do know how to get onto the Skype. So please do that. In our next show, we will be doing ASMR. So
we'll not be doing that.
Get your ears ready. Here's a little bit of a taste of what that's going to be like.
So Sabrina's microphone has been turned off. I don't think we were anyone was having a problem with that. If I put you back on, are you gonna behave?
Behave?
You heard me.
Behave.
Okay.
during Black History Month.
Yo, back off with the microphone.
Okay, well, we didn't really think this through. I don't really have anything else to say right now.
Then how about we just say goodbye?
I mean, that was corny. Boo. I'm sorry.
So, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been Shrug It Out with your favorite DJ, David. And that's everybody. That's actually everybody right there. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
David, that was not corny. I loved hosting with you our first show, and I'm excited to host again next week. Okay, bye, guys.
See you guys.
That I met take note from this song and go to the airport. That's how you're gonna meet.
That was the dumbest interjection you possibly could have made in this scenario.
Bye, y'all. Yeah. See y'all next Sunday.
You can meet any kind of girl that you want. Any kind of girl that you want. You can meet any kind of girl that you want at the airport.
Look at all the people here this afternoon. We got girls from all over the world. I met two from each of the Dakotas, both East and West. Huh. They were from London, they were from France, they were from Egypt, they were from Tasmania, they were from Moscow, Glasgow, Zimbabwe, Canada, Hispaniola, today at the airport.
Speaking, today's destination is love.
Hey, we're Stormstress,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford,
Tufts Freeform Radio.